This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Allergy season is on its way and you need the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Save $200 on the 3-Pack. Go to HowieCarshow.com, click the Thunderstorm banner, and use code word Howie3 to order.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I think the naivete that we saw starting with Trump, but which has now been accelerated, is really hard to understand. The President Biden rallying NATO and then to begin imposing sanctions that will ratchet up. And I think that is exactly what he should be doing.
Know who's being naive.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The Ukrainian people need help at this hour. They don't have a month to wait to see if sanctions will affect the behavior of Russian President Putin.
Bush, the sanctions we imposed have generated 2/3 of the world joining us. They are profound sanctions. Let's have a conversation in another month or so to see if they're working.
I guess I just don't care.
What are you talking about? How can you sit there and look me in the eye and tell me that you're not worried? Don't you have any sense? Don't you have a brain? Are you so completely senile you don't even know what you're talking about anymore?
Swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. Stay safe this afternoon in New England. And if you'd like to join us, the number is, as always, 844-500-4242. Biff is MIA. I don't know where Biff is. And Mindy Muffington and Frankie McDonald, they're all absent without leave from the Howie Carr Radio Network. But you know what's happening. Anyway, we're going to talk about Ukraine and the Supreme Court pick, not unexpected. But I wanted to start off today with something a little bit different, and that is the Centers for Disease Control, the CDC, is set to ease guidance for wearing masks indoors. Oh, they've announced it. It's Friday afternoon, so they're announcing some bad news. And again, you understand this is very bad news for Democrats and liberals. Last week, it was Michelle Wu, the mayor of Boston, waiting till 6 o'clock, not even facing the cameras, just tweeting out something. Well, we're not gonna have any more vaccine passports. You know, if it was Charlie Baker, he would have waited until Monday so he could have wrecked one more weekend for the restaurants and the gyms, and if it were warmer weather, the golf courses of the state. But she just did it on Friday night. So I love this. In the CDC's announcement, the agency will discuss how it will be incorporating more factors into the metrics. Can I tell you what one of the factors is that they're not going to mention that they're factoring into the other metrics? That's polling. It's Democrat polling. I've said this for a while. I'm not the only one that this would end when it becomes a drag on the Democrats. That's what this was all about from day one. And now it is a drag, and so they're going to do away with it to a degree. And you know, the first thing I thought when I read this morning or last night was, who the hell is still paying attention to the CDC? I mean, have you ever been panicked by this? I mean, you know, I looked at the stuff for a couple of days and I said, I don't think this is that big. And, you know, then people began to think to themselves, how bad is this? Hey, you know, do I know anybody that's not 90 years old or doesn't weigh 400 pounds who's getting this? I may know someone who's getting it, but very few people dying who don't have multiple comorbidities. And most people have long since moved on. But again, the Democrats love this stuff. You know, there was a poll last month, Rasmussen said that among Democrats, 65% of them, I think, said that, you know, you should be restricted to your house if you wouldn't get a vaccination, even though vaccinations don't prevent the spread of COVID. And they're still talking about how they want to restrict people's access to social media if they spread misinformation or disinformation. You know, like Joe Biden, for instance, saying last summer that if you have a vaccination, you can't spread COVID. That's misinformation. That's disinformation. But he hasn't been banned because he's a Democrat. 844-500-4242. But here's how you know it's really over. This is a great piece that came out today from something called Impact Research, and I guess it's a Democrat consulting group. And it is dated yesterday to interested parties, and the slug is taking the win over COVID-19, which reminds me of that saying I've quoted so many times from Senator George Aiken, the last decent senator from Vermont, Democrat or Republican. He said about Vietnam, I think in 1966, it's time to declare victory and get out. So that's what the Democrats are doing now. They're declaring victory over COVID. Let me just read you a little bit of this because it's just kind of funny. It's time for Democrats to take credit for ending the COVID crisis phase of the COVID war. That means is this going to be the long twilight struggle, the 100 years war, the 30 years war, the Cold War? Democrats have a tremendous opportunity to claim an incredible historic success. Man, they lie. They just lie so effortlessly, so smoothly, with such impunity. They vaccinated hundreds of millions of people, prevented the economy from going into free fall, kept small businesses from going under, and got people back to work safely. And this is all in boldface. Recognize that people are worn out and feeling real harm from the years-long restrictions, and this is boldfaced and underlined. Take their side. After you've screwed them to the wall for 2 years, take their side. You feel their pain. But of course, you can't say, there's nothing in here about apologizing for the lost jobs, the shuttered businesses, the fact that your loved ones died without you by their sides, that you couldn't go to their funerals, that you couldn't go to high school graduations, that your kids are way behind in where they should be because they've been at home taking Zoom classes and not getting real instruction for 2 years. No apologies for the fact that you couldn't get a haircut, you couldn't go to church, in Massachusetts for a long time you couldn't play golf. You know, don't apologize. Take their side. The more, again, this is the Democrat talk, these are Democrat talking points here. The more we talk about the threat of COVID and onerously restrict people's lives because of it, the more we turn them against this and show them that we're out of touch with their daily realities. Yeah, believe me, Democrats, it's not only COVID you're out of touch with daily realities. You're out of touch. Go to the supermarket. Go to the gas station. Call up the home heating oil company. Okay, more more advice for Democrats. Don't set COVID zero as the victory conditions. Most Americans assume they will get COVID. 77% agree, quote, this is from a poll, it is inevitable that most people in the U.S. will eventually get COVID-19. 61% of Americans who have never tested positive think they are likely to be infected over the next year. At this point, it's like asking them, do you think you might get a cold over the next year? And thanks to the work Democrats have done over the past year, despite believing contracting COVID is inevitable, most Americans no longer are fearful. No thanks to Democrats. Thanks to Democrats, Americans are no longer fearful. What has the mass media, which is Democrat 99.9%, been all about? It's been all COVID all the time until it started to adversely affect Democrat campaigns. Stop talking about restrictions and the unknown future ahead. If we focus on how bad things are and how much worse they could get, we set Democrats up as failures, unable to navigate us through this. When 99% of Americans get vaccinated, we cause more harm than we prevent with voters by going into our third year talking about restrictions. And if Democrats continue to hold a posture that prioritizes COVID precautions over learning to how to live in a world where COVID exists but does not dominate, they risk paying dearly for it in November. You think? But again, this could just be this CDC announcement today could just be another way of changing the subject, like nominating this woman, Ketanji Brown Jackson, to the Supreme Court today. You know, it's like I'd be at the State House or City Hall, and I'd just take a walk on the warm days, and sometimes I'd go down by the Common, and back in the late 70s, early 80s, there would often be a three-card Monty game going on. And you always stopped, and I knew it was a scam, so I just, but it was entertaining to watch them, you know, making their pitch, and they all had these jingles like that they were always yelling out and, you know, reciting, but they were always changing the subject. Just when you begin to think you got it, they would flip it to another subject. And that's what they did here. You know, Ukraine is a disaster. So Ukraine, and then they go from Ukraine to CDC to Ketanji Brown Jackson, and they're going to make it seem like this is like this marvelous thing that's happened now. You know, they went for the most radical candidate, and they're going to claim Republicans hate. You know, it's a three-card Monty game. They just keep shifting stuff around, but I don't think it's working. I think most people have figured it out. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. We'll take some calls when we come back. We got some more Biden sound cuts from this Ketanji Brown Jackson announcement earlier today. We got a lot of stuff today. March 16th is looming around the corner, and I say looming because this is when the Federal Reserve will gather for their key March meeting, and there could be a devastating announcement on its way. Founder of the Manward Press, industry watchdog, and expert investor Andy Snyder is predicting a big announcement following the scheduled Fed meeting on March 16th. It could change America forever and have many Americans unloading their investments and running to the bank. With just one move, the most popular asset in America could suddenly be on its way to becoming illegal. Right now is the time to prepare. Get Andy Snyder's shockproof wealth kit and the three simple steps step plan you need to put in place now to help protect your family and your wealth. Learn more at historicwealthevent.com. That's historicwealthevent.com. Learn the simple three steps you need to take now. See how to get your free shockproof wealth kit and learn more at historicwealthevent.com. I'm Howie Carr.
He doesn't do this just for the money.
It's also my pleasure to see to it that decent, hardworking people in this community aren't robbed blind by a pack of money-mad pirates just because they haven't anybody to look after their interests.
Howie Carr will be right back.
I want to do my share of the work.
Howie Carr is back.
So, I was thinking, though, who cares about the CDC? And then I got a call from somebody up in Boston, and she said that she goes to this store, and, you know, the mask mandates in her town are gone. They're following the state guidelines, but you know, some of these shops are still run by Karens, and they don't care if they lose like 30% of the people just see masks required and they just walk away. They don't care. I guess they don't care. I would care. I don't like to run. I my my motto is the customer is always right. I know it's an old one, but I live by it. But so this woman told me that she goes to this shop and they say, CDC recommends masks. So they're getting, that's how they're getting around the fact that the state says no mask required. In many cases, the city or town says no mask required. So you say, the CDC! So another barrier has fallen. But this is a long process. We need to bring the deprogrammers back from the that worked on the cult victims back in the 70s and the 80s. Bruce from the Met says, H, I went to pay my $750 fuel oil bill and they would not let me through the front door. Epping, New Hampshire is still masked. Did they mention the CDC on the sign outside the door? That sign's gone now, pretty much. And when is Cruz bringing a vote to the Senate floor? Didn't he say he was going to bring a vote to the Senate floor on whether or not they should continue the commercial airliner mask ban? That's what Jeff C. Helms used to bring these wedge issues to the floor of the Senate. I think this is a good wedge issue for 2022. Where does your Democrat senator up for re-election stand? Should you have to wear a stupid mask on a 3 or 4 or 5 hour flight, and you can only bring it down when you take a bite of salted peanuts or have some of the diet Sprite? Today's poll question is brought to you by Slavinsky Camps in Raymond, Maine. They never closed during the panic, and they are open. To learn more about this traditional children's summer camp, go to slavinskycamps.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will Ukraine President Vladimir Zelensky survive the year?
Yes. I think the Russians would be ill-advised to make him a martyr.
The audience seems to think otherwise. 73% say no, he will be dead.
Okay. I know there are arguments to be made on both sides, but, I don't know. He made a very dramatic announcement yesterday. He was on the phone with the other leaders, or some of the leaders. He's not one of them, but the leaders of the EU, the European Union, and he said, this may be the last time you see me alive. All right, 844-500-4242. Arthur, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Arthur.
Well, the new Supreme Court nominee has been overturned a few times, and it seems that she has a tendency to overstep her bounds. Very uncommon for a radical judge.
Yeah, but you know one reason they appointed her is her she's married to the twin brother of Paul Ryan's brother-in-law. So her brother-in-law is married to Paul Ryan's sister. So they're relatives, quote unquote, by marriage. So that means that Paul Ryan's on the board of News America or whatever they call it now, Rupert Murdoch's operation. So Fox News will give her a good leaving alone probably, and Mitch McConnell and the rest of the GOPE, the GOP part wing of the party, will give her a good leaving alone. She's going to sail through, Arthur, I think, don't you?
Oh yeah, absolutely. She's definitely got Lindsey Graham's vote. He doesn't care who he votes for on the other side. He always votes along with them. I don't think he's voted against any judge that they put forward. The reason all this stuff is happening with the CDC, I think, is because it's finally all fallen apart.
Right.
They've tried to keep a lid on everything. All the BS that they've been giving us for 2 years, it's all falling apart. Everything's coming out, and they're pretty much they don't have any choice. They've got to come out and say, and get that tension away from them, because sooner we go back to normal, the sooner people are going to forget CDC.
Yeah, it's interesting though, isn't it, that the consulting group doesn't say, this may not be a good option for most of you, but maybe some of you in the swing districts, the battleground areas, should consider an apology for a sort of apology, a mea culpa for what you've done to everybody? Ruined 2 years of their lives for nothing?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. And now it's time for Grace's News.
Yes, it is, Howie. A lot is happening today with Russia and Ukraine. I know you spent the beginning of the show talking about the update from the CDC, but there were a lot of strange news reports that came out. From one in particular was the New York Times today. That for
Grace, it just occurred to me, who would have ever dreamed that the CDC would surrender before Ukraine?
I know. And Ukraine is...
Ukraine is holding out longer than Rochelle Walensky.
Yeah, but when you think about it, Rochelle, they've been playing this game for like 2 years. This is a long time coming. I wouldn't say this was a quick surrender at all, actually.
But they were on top. They were on top of it. They were calling the shots for the entire nation, and nobody ever voted for the CDC. There's nothing in the Constitution about the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. There's nothing in the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah, you know? And you know how people always say
divine providence in the CDC will decide, you know, the rights, the inalienable rights of man.
You know how people always say, oh, he couldn't get elected dog catcher?
Yeah.
Well, in the case of Dr. Fauci, he really couldn't get elected dog catcher because I don't think the Beagle contingency would allow it.
No. No. There would be a class action suit by Beagles.
It's good news, though. The CDC guidelines will mean fewer people told they should mask up, which is great.
A teacher told me that she said, if you go to public school in Massachusetts, and you all these teachers, especially the older they get, well, the CDC says. So they're not going to be able to say that anymore as of, what, well, next is next week vacation? No, this is vacation week. So starting Monday, they won't be able to say, well, the CDC says.
God. When do we become just like a nation of hall monitors? Excuse me. Actually, you're supposed to wear two. Everyone is just so insufferable.
They really are.
Howie, this is a story that I just grabbed from the New York Post. New York City Councilwoman Kristen Richardson Jordan blames Ukraine for Russian invasion. There's been some really terrible takes on this whole situation, and this is just the latest in a string of cringeworthy takes. And it's the latest in a string of controversial remarks for the freshman Harlem lawmaker.
I think I was going to ask you if this is the woman that's been saying all this crazy stuff.
I think it is. Were the other things you were talking about?
I mean, think about how much of a nut you have to be to stand out on the New York City Council.
Right. And well, you know, the thing she had said, Howie, and it's mentioned in here, is that she was heavily criticized during her first month in office in January for repeatedly offering her condolences to the dead cop killer who murdered two police officers in her district.
Yeah, I remember that now.
So that can kind of set the scene for the next tweet, you know? You can get a sense of who she is as a person.
It's hard to top that one.
She said, had Washington and Brussels taken Russia's security concerns seriously, this war wouldn't be happening. No country wants or deserves to have foreign powers placing missiles right on its border.
But Ukraine disarmed. They gave up their nuclear weapons in 1994. But she doesn't know any of that, does she?
She said in 2014, the U.S. helped overthrow Ukraine's democratically elected leader in an illegal coup, helped install a fascist government, and empowered a far-right military, all with the goal of destabilizing Russia. The U.S. has been sending the Ukrainian military weapons, which have ended up in the hands of neo-Nazi militias, like the Azov Battalion.
Neo-Nazi. Okay, we come back to neo-Nazi.
Everything now, comes back to the Nazis.
Now, first we had Trudeau saying to a Jewish lesbian in Parliament whose ancestors were killed in the Holocaust that she was in league with the people with swastikas on flags. Now we have Putin, and now this nitwit city councilor from Harlem saying that that the neo-Nazis are running Ukraine, even though Zelensky, it turns out, is Jewish.
Yeah, there was another...
There's nothing more... You know, how sneaky is that? A Jewish Nazi. You don't get any more devious than that, do you?
There was another... Oh, I had a tweet on this exact... Oh, here it is. NBC News says President Putin is using false Nazi narrative to justify Russia's attack on Ukraine. And this woman on Twitter, Rita Panahani, she wrote, "I wonder where he got that idea." Wonder if he wrote Trudeau a thank you. Thanks for the great idea, Trudeau. That was wonderful. By the way, Howie, another huge story from the New York Times today. U.S. officials repeatedly urged China to help avert war in Ukraine. The Americans presented the Chinese officials with intelligence on Russia's troop buildup, but they were repeatedly rebuffed by Chinese officials who actually took the information and gave it to the Russians.
That's why somebody shouted in Dementia Joe's ear yesterday at the press conference, "Say no comment."
Yeah,
when
say,
he was asked about
I have,
this.
Say, "I have no comment on this." And he goes, "I have no comment on this." You know, you got the sense that it was repeated right. Pretty quick.
It was one of the few times where he actually spoke a complete sentence during the press conference without stumbling or stuttering.
The weird thing about these press conferences, Howie, is that, and I guess it makes sense, like when Biden says one sentence, you're left with 10 questions, you know, because there's so many parts of his sentence that I'm confused about. So when he gives a 25-minute press conference, we're still finding nuggets from this today.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like there's still points about where you go, wait, why did he say that? Like, I didn't realize yesterday when he said these sanctions weren't really meant to do anything. I'm paraphrasing, but that was the gist of it. That right afterwards, he said, it's not like we thought Putin was going to put his hands up and, you know, say, oh, my God, these sanctions. It was even worse than I thought. In context, as Jen Psaki always says, his comments were even worse.
But we're not surprised, are we?
No, we're not surprised by any of this. And you won't be surprised by this next story. Biden to divert agents from U.S. southern border, send them to assist with Russia-Ukraine conflict. There is a catch, though.
What's the catch?
Well, if you want to help, workers need to either have the vaccine or natural immunity from a recent infection. Which is shocking, because I didn't think natural immunity was like a real thing. I thought we were told that was fake news, misinformation.
We were, I believe, yes. And haven't some of the Twitterati been tweeting out that only 2% of Ukrainians are vaccinated?
Oh yeah, that was Dana Hull.
I.e., they have it coming to them.
Yeah, whenever these crisis events happen, which we're mostly familiar with them because of Joe Biden. Including in Afghanistan when they did the airlift and you had all of these people crowded together because they were panicked and trying to get out. That sometimes happens in a situation where everyone's panicked. They crowd together. There's always some brilliant people on Twitter who say, there's a lot of people in this small space with no masks on. You can almost guarantee they're going to make that comment.
It's like being in the north end of Boston.
In the before times.
In a restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, here's another story along these lines. Did you see that? This story is out of suburban Dallas, Colleyville. Colleyville middle school teacher resigns over video of her saying, quote, conservative Christians need to get COVID and die. Celebrate diversity. You know, why can't we all get along? This isn't one of your teachers, one of your public school teachers wants conservative Christians to get sick and die.
Can you feel the unity? Can you feel the love? Can you feel the tolerance? I know I can. Hey, Howie, here's a story that I didn't get a chance to talk about today, but you might find it amusing. Secret Service is unable to produce 3 years worth of travel records for Hunter Biden. 3 years. So I guess Republican Senators Chuck Grassley and Ron Johnson made the request to the agency last month, and their request spanned the length of the Obama administration. Fast forward to mid-February response letter, the Secret Service says they can't find the records. The search parameters did not yield communication for the years 2010, 2011, or 2013.
They also claim that their agents never went over to the Chateau Marmont, right, to try to get him to give up the credit cards that he shared with the big guy, right? Even though Hunter wrote about it to other people on his on the infamous laptop,
on the Russian disinformation laptop, we can't trust that. Yeah. NPR told me they would never run with that.
What's that phrase that I can never remember that they always use when they don't want to say what they're doing? Something in measures.
Something in measures.
Comey and Strzok always use that. We would like to comment on that, but it would jeopardize sources
and methods?
Sources and methods, something like a texter will come up with it. But that, I mean, I'm surprised they didn't use that as an excuse. I mean, I know the federal government has a lot of crap and they lose it. You know, like we've been looking, Grace, you and I, when we were putting together the Dirty Rats podcast, we were looking for the audio tapes from the doghouse, the mafia tapes from 1981. But that's 40 years ago, right? And we were looking for those tapes again last summer when we were putting together this new documentary that's going to be out soon, Bloody Boston. But, you know, that's a little different, losing 40-year-old mafia tapes as opposed to something with the vice president's son who's running around chasing hookers and smoking crack cocaine and taking multi-million dollar payoffs from gangsters in Eastern Europe.
No, you're absolutely right, Howie, because it's even wilder because it's like you can't even try to lose something nowadays. You can try your best to lose a document, right, and you've got to bleach bit it to get it not to pop up. You can try to delete a tweet from 10 years ago. It's probably going to rear its ugly head. So the idea that they're losing these records from 2013, that just doesn't hold up.
Grace, remember it took me 40 years to get my FBI files from Winston-Salem with the Black Panther Party. They told me it didn't exist. Finally, it popped up.
Howie,
right?
You know what I think this is a case of? This is the time-traveling hacker went in and deleted Hunter Biden's Secret Service records.
Yeah.
It's a damn shame. Someone needs to catch this hacker and bring him to justice.
Yeah. Sources and methods.
Inspector Carr investigates.
This is your next case, Howie. Find
sources. We would like to give you these Hunter Biden documents, but it would jeopardize sources and methods, and many of these sources and methods are high-priced Russian and Ukrainian call girls.
Hey, Howie, one last thing.
And crack dealers from South Central L.A.
You know how people keep saying, oh, thank God Trump's not president right now, which is just ridiculous? Someone today posted an old New York Post article, and they just posted one part of it. It was a quote from Donald Trump, and it says that Trump told the Russian leader that he said, if you move against Ukraine while I'm president, I will hit Moscow.
Right. And he was going to blow up the towers, the minarets or whatever you call them in the Kremlin. Those trademark iconic items in Russian history.
You know, the
society.
Sorry to interrupt. You know the old saying, speak softly and carry a big stick?
Yes. Theodore Roosevelt.
What do you think Biden's would be?
Come on, man.
Speak loudly and carry nothing.
All right. Grace will be right back, though, because we got a cheap bastard deal. And
I'm so excited about this.
She's going to front for the cheap bastard deal. It's a big moment for you, Grace. Another first. Nobody is ever happy to step out of the shower only to reach for a scratchy, thin, non-absorbent bath towel. Instead, dry off with a thick, thirsty, soft, and big enough to cover everywhere bath towel from MyPillow. I'm excited to tell you that Mike Lindell and our friends at MyPillow have created the best, most luxurious, and absorbent towel ever. Don't throw in the towel. Get this very special offer just for Howie fans. You can get a set of six towels for just $39.99 with the code Howie.
The best part about MyPillow, Howie, is that you can just really trust the quality of their products. I know you have a bunch of their products. I have their sheets. I have their pajamas. Everything is just really high quality. So no matter what you're getting from there, if you're trying the towels, you're guaranteed to love them.
Yeah, I got the navy blue towels. They're just great. They're just really absorbent, and they're fluffy, and they're great. They normally go for $109.99. These are the six towels. You can get them for just $39.99. That is a big saving, $70. Just call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com and use the code Howie. If you don't like them, don't worry. You can always return them with MyPillow's 60-day money-back guarantee and 10-year warranty. They're towels that work. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com, code Howie. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com. And don't forget the code word Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Want more Howie? Click the Howie Cam on HowieCarrShow.com. He's a history buff's history buff.
You don't know nothing about Lady Liberty. Standing there in a harp, screaming out the wall of nations in a while. Send me your poor, your deadbeats, your filthy.
Howie Carr is back.
It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, no, it's real, and it's a steal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr, the cheapest bastard around.
All right, we got a good one here today. It's from the Extreme Altitude Wine Club from the Bonner Private Wines Partnership. It's a club that brings astounding wines from around the world right to your doorstep four times a year. Unlike some wine clubs that basically sell you overpriced bulk wine disguised with a nice label, Bonner selects small batch wines made by real winemakers for whom wine is a calling, not just another job. While supplies last, you can purchase an introductory subscription, three bottles to Bonner Private Wines. It's $129 value for just $65. And what this basically is, I'll let Grace explain it to you more, is they want you to test out. This is really high quality wine, so they're giving it to you at a reasonable price, so you can see whether you like it and whether you can really spot a difference between super high end wine and just the regular screw top wine.
Like
many people are buying.
And Howie, I can attest that you can taste the difference when you drink the wine, when you have it with your steak, when you pair it with something. It just has a lot richer, deeper flavor. But then also the next day you feel a lot better because it doesn't have those additives and those preservatives. It's a really good quality wine, and they're very individual. These aren't wines that you're going to find a million of them at the grocery store. These are individual, unique wines that you'll be happy to receive. They come right to your doorstep. I mean, can you envision anything better, Howie, than three wonderful wines showing up at your doorstep?
Yeah, this is a $129 value for $65.
Which is a really good deal.
Yeah, you're basically paying $20 for a bottle of really super high quality wine. And you can cancel the subscription at any time after the first delivery. You got to be 21 years or old to order. And what happens is when you buy, you get the login information for Bonner Private Wines within 3 business days of the purchase. Customers can use their login information to redeem their introductory membership purchase from the Howie Carr Show. So again, you're not hooked into a permanent subscription and you have to pay hundreds of dollars. You can cancel whenever you want if you don't like it. They want to get people to try it, to see what the difference is.
Yeah, and you will really love it. And this introductory subscription, Howie, is more of a Malbec-style wines. So you get 3 Malbecs, and this is how I started with Bonner Private Wines, and they're just really, really good. They're really delicious. They pair well with a lot of food, and they're just, it's a good starter pack. Because who doesn't love a nice red?
If you've been thinking about joining a wine club, this is the time and the way to do it, because this is really good stuff at a very reasonable price, and you'll always have something on hand if you're having company over or you're having some sort of an event. You're never going to run out.
They go quick.
And you get three bottles, so you can try one, and if you really like it and you say, I've got a big party coming up, someone's graduating from high school or college, just put one aside, and you'll have a quality bottle for later on.
Absolutely.
Go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store, and it's right there, the Cheap Bastard deal from the Bonner Private Wines Partnership. I'm Howie Carr.